All right, listeners, Jim Price here at WFMU. I messed up, listeners. I got an email that Cheyenne was going to fill in for Scott. I neglected to look at the fact that it said July 4th, so everything I had prepared for today was about Cheyenne, so I don't know what to talk about.
I can go get her.
No.
No?
No.
She's here.
I know. Well, but you're doing the show, and I don't want to confuse people. I was looking at the record library and pulling out albums, just maybe was thinking about playing a cut, and I started to notice how, and it's not like I'm George Clooney or nothing, but there's some ugly rock bands out there, you know?
Like, yeah.
The Pretty Things I was looking at in particular. And maybe it's the things they wear, you know, like the clothes they wear.
And the sneers and the beards.
Yeah.
Reminds me of the Zombies.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I don't know if that was... You can't consider them an ugly band. Maybe, you know, I mean, every band has a Ringo, you know, but...
The Association?
Association had some odd-looking people. I think the Soft Machine were funny-looking.
But they had Kevin Ayers.
Kevin Ayers for a short time, and Robert Wyatt's a good-looking dude, but...
Especially when he was drumming shirtless.
Yeah. The Pogues?
Pogues are...
He might be number one.
New York Dolls.
Okay. Scarfish with a nose. I don't know if you know Scarfish. You know Scarfish?
Not by sight.
I'm going to pull a record and show it to you.
Okay.
All right, we can go on and on about this, but I'm out of time.
I'm out of ideas.
Me too. This is WFMU. I'm Jim Price. Thanks, folks, for listening. What's her name next week? Cheyenne?
Cheyenne is in 2 weeks.
2 weeks, all right.
4th of July.
I won't make that mistake again. Stay tuned for Scott Williams.